Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff, lots of content there, things you can read, things you can watch, things you can listen to, thousands of each one of those that either I've done or my Brain Trust members have done, or we've done them together. Like you'll find at the suite that we've created for our good friend Tom Anastasi, who's with us right now. Go to smallbusinessadvocate.com and type in Anastasi in the search engine, and you'll find all the things that he and I've done over the years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust, plus articles he's written. So we got a lot of stuff there that will, it's all free, all available just for you. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about doing business with big corporations and larger companies, and trying to grow your business that way, being a little more proactive, going after the bigger companies. Couple of things, Tom. One thing I'd like to say to get you started a little bit is, in my experience, and I've got decades of experience dealing with big companies. In my experience, make sure that you know the people around the person you're dealing with. Because if there's one thing that I've learned, you know, when I started out as a pup selling to big companies back a long time ago, Tom, I start dealing with somebody and you know, they might have been there 10 years in that job. They might be there 10 more years in that job. Things aren't like that anymore. People move fast these days in these big companies. So the person who's next door to the person you're dealing with might be doing that job tomorrow. So you need to get to know the person next door, so to speak. What do you think, Tom?
That's all networking in a big corporation. And one of the things you do is you get introduced to as many people as you possibly can. You know, but doing selling to a corporation, in many ways, you are a farmer rather than a hunter. Mm-hmm. So it's your job to sit there and really nurture that account. And once you're in, your job is to sit there and just be there as much as possible and understand the corporate dynamics and realize that every company has got own unique culture and really respect that and become part of it if you can, which is also important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one thing about corporate sales, it's different. You're not going to, no one is going to give you a big, giant order to begin with. That simply doesn't happen because
right.
They want to make sure that you have the infrastructure to handle them. So what they're going to do is, if they like you, they like your company, they like your products, what they're going to do is they're going to give you a small order of maybe $5,000 or $10,000. And they're going to see how you do with that. You know, can you handle that? Can you set things up? And the one thing they're going to make sure you do is follow up. Because the last thing they want is to have somebody go and sell them something and never see them again.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to want to see you a lot. So they're going to see if you'll do that with a small order. And many times, I mean, I have spent, for instance, in a corporation that I ended up doing millions of dollars of business with, a cable that needed to have a special printer that somebody got over in Japan. They couldn't hook it up to their computer. They needed a special cable. So I spent 3 or 4 days tracking down a cable maker,
mm-hmm.
and I made, I think, $10 from this. Well, you sit there and say, well, how can you make a living when you make $10 from 3 days of work? Thing is, they remember that I was the one
yeah.
that solved that
oh,
problem,
yeah.
and
they need problem solvers because they're so busy. These guys, what you'll find when you get in there, folks, if you don't already know, is they'll spend 7 of the 10 hours that they're at work today in meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Or on conference calls or something like that. And so they need people to be an extension of them. And what you did, they didn't expect you, they didn't need you to create the cable or to provide the cable. They needed you to help them find the cable.
Right.
When I had my consulting business, my clients didn't necessarily need me to do the work, even though I often could. But they just needed me to get it done.
Right. And the thing is, with volume, what they'll do is they will do what they call volume purchase agreements. So what they're going to do, if they like you, they're going to say, over the next year, we're going to buy 100,000, a million, or whatever amount from you. We don't know what it's going to be yet, but that gives you the security to know that you're going to get that business.
Mm-hmm.
And then you agree, okay, well, we're going to give you a 10% discount on everything in return for that amount. But remember, some companies are only focused on price. Stay away from them. You can't make up loss and volume. But other companies, yeah, they want to get a little bit of a price break considering how much business mm-hmm. they're doing. But your being in business is the most important thing to them. So the last thing they want to do is discount so low that they're going to put you out of business, because what they're really looking for is the advice and the quality and the follow-up. And you're not going to be able to do that if you're not making money.
Right.
And so it can be a very good partnership.
And some people can get in there in a niche type of situation where they're adding so much value, they're adding so much innovation or time, saving them time or something unique that they'd like to build themselves, but they can't build it, and you've already got it. You can charge them a premium for things like that.
Absolutely.
Make a lot of money. Hey, TomAnastasi.com is the website. Tom, come back again real soon. Good job today.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much.
See you next time. Tom Anastasi, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Kelleher. What are you doing here?
Well, we needed to save money, so we've closed the office.
We did?
And now we all work from home.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.